Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. At Church at Home and Christian Biblical Church of God, we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and to understand the prophecies that apply for today. And we have been going through 5 segments now about what is happening in the world, what is happening to the nation, how it is affecting us, and the source of the problem. Now we're going to see part of the individual solution for you. As I have mentioned, the ultimate solution for the world is the return of Jesus Christ in power and glory from heaven to bring the kingdom of God, and then the resurrection of the saints so that they will rule and reign with him and bring peace and prosperity to the whole world. It's not going to happen through the efforts of men. It's not going to happen because men do good things, because the time schedule on the prophecies of God have to do that these things are going to take place. Now, as I've mentioned, some of the correction of God because of repentance may be pushed out a little further into the future. But what about your own individual life? What about you in your home? There is hope, and that hope is through Jesus Christ and through what he has brought and through what he has taught. And then we will see also from the Psalms how God has given promises, and as I have mentioned, every word of God is a promise that you can claim. So when we see the difficult things, the bad and the ugly and the evil and the horrendous things that are going to come, how are we going to get through it? How are we going to make it? What is going to happen to us? Well, let's get a glimmer of what's going to happen to us and claim the promise. Let's come to Matthew, the 11th chapter, and let's see what Jesus said. See, because God is going to let you in on knowledge and understanding that the world cannot receive, because it doesn't love God, doesn't want to serve God, doesn't want to do the things of God. But if you do, all of this is available to you. And here's a promise of Jesus. Remember, the thing that he came to do was to bring us the knowledge of God the Father in salvation. So he said, in verse 25, Matthew 11, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to babes. Yes, because God loves you, God cares for you, God wants you. Do you understand that? But he wants you to come to him on his terms. He wants you to repent of your sins and love him, and he will forgive your sins. And then you need to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. It's just not a matter of repenting so you feel better and you go on about your own business. You have to come to the point that because Jesus dedicated his life unto death for you, now you want to love God and dedicate your life unto death to him. So we're the babes. We're not the elite of the world. But because we are the babes, and because we believe in Jesus Christ, and because we believe in the Word of God, and because we want to love God and keep his commandments, we are the ones who are going to take over the reins of the governments and the religions of this world and bring the way of God under Jesus Christ. What a fantastic and glorious thing that's going to be, isn't it? Now, if you want to know more about this, then you go to our website, cbcg.org, and you download all the sermons for the Feast of Tabernacles for 2010. And there it tells you what will happen, how will it be done, what are we going to do, how are we going to straighten out the world, how are these things going to be accomplished. And be sure and download the one on Day of Atonement where the most important thing has to take place before the kingdom of God could rule and reign on this earth, and that is Satan the devil must be removed. Because wherever Satan the devil is, there is always sin. Then after that, and removing Satan the devil is pictured by the Day of Atonement. Then after that is the kingdom of God, the rule and reign of Christ. And all the saints will be resurrected or changed from flesh to spirit in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Then all the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of our Christ. That's what we have to look forward to. So he reveals this knowledge to babes. The world don't understand it. The leaders don't understand it. What if you went to the G20 and said, hey, all you super elite who want to rule the world, God has a better plan. And his plan is that everything and the economics are based on the 7-year cycle. And every 7 years, there has to be a forgiveness of debt. Then every 50 years, there's the Jubilee, complete release of all debts. You're crazy. You must be some religious nut. Well, that's the system that God is going to bring when Christ returns. Let's read on here. Verse 26, yes, Father, for it was well-pleasing in your sight to do this. Isn't that something? God is going to take the least. God is going to take the unknown. God is going to take the rejected. And with his spirit and with his word and with his training and with the resurrection to give us eternal life so we can rule and reign with Christ. Won't that be something? Now notice, verse 27, all things were delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Neither does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son personally chooses to reveal him. That comes from Christ. Are your eyes open? Is your heart willing to receive what God wants? He will personally choose you, but you have to repent. So here's what he says, verse 28. Come to me. That's who we come to. Not any man, not any politician, not any banker, not anyone who says, I have the solutions. Because only Jesus Christ does. Because only he qualified to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And only he is going to return from heaven and descend with the resurrected saints with him onto the Mount of Olives, and he will be king over the whole earth. And Psalm 93 says, the Lord reigns. Let all the nations rejoice. Well, that's the end of the matter of what things are going to happen. But right now, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are overly burdened, and I will give you rest. God's way is the right way. You need rest from sin. You need rest from trouble. You need rest from anxiety and fear and all of these things that are coming upon the world. And only he can give it. And he says, verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because God's Spirit will be there to help you, to uplift you, to strengthen you. God will place his angels over you to watch you. Now, you can't have it any better than that in difficult and trying times, can you? Let's notice something else that's important. Let's see what God says back here in the book of Psalms. Now, if you want a lot of comfort from all of these things, go to the book of Psalms, and there are a lot of psalms there which will help you and give you comfort and give you understanding. And all of these are promises that you can claim. So let's come to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. Now we'll look at several psalms here and see what God has to tell us, see how David came to God, and see how that we can put our trust in God. He will watch over us. He will guide us. He will direct us. Now, verse 1, Psalm 56. Be gracious unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. And don't you feel that way with the things that are going on now? Yes, turn to God. Finding all the day he oppresses me. Doesn't that describe exactly how most of the people in this nation feel today? Yes, indeed. Those who lie in wait for me would trample me, for many are those who proudly fight against me. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. when you're afraid, when there are difficulties, when there are problems, trust in God. And you go to God in prayer and say, oh God, I don't know. Help me, strengthen me. Open my eyes, open my heart, open my mind. Hear me. Look at all the problems and difficulties and distress that I am under. Give me peace. Show me the way. Open the door. Keep me from evil. Give me the strength to love you and obey you. And all of those things are all about it, you see. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I will put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? Jesus said, don't be afraid of him who can kill the body, but not the life. See, because all life comes from God. And even if you lose this physical life, you have eternal life to look forward to. So there is great hope beyond. Don't be discouraged. Don't be down. Don't be frustrated. Don't let these things just overwhelm you. And when you hear how bad it's going to be, you turn to God. You ask for help. You ask for strength. He'll give it to you. Now come down here to verse 9. This is how it will work. You know, this is why we need to grow and change and overcome. This is why we have troubles and difficulties, so that we will trust God. What if there was never a difficulty that you had to cry out to God and say, oh God, I don't know what to do. Believe it or not, the best thing that can happen in your life is when you come to the total bottom and you cry out to God and say, God, heal my soul. Lift up my life. Help me. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. But I'm trusting you. God will hear. God will answer. We'll see that. Verse 9. When I cry out to you, then my enemies will be turned back. This I know because God is for me. And if you know God is for you and you know you are on God's side, there is nothing that can turn back and cause you to fail and cause you not to receive eternal life. So that's what to keep your mind focused on, you see. That's what we need to do. And that's how we need to live our lives. You see all these things going on. Don't be overwhelmed with them. Don't be depressed with them. Don't let it grind you down and bring you to nothing. Turn to God. Notice verse 10. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Look at the confidence. Look at the courage. Look at the strength. So you remember, Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be courageous. I have overcome the world, and so can you. And he will be there to help you. Now, the next psalm, Psalm 57. This is how we need to approach God. Be gracious unto me, O God, be gracious unto me, for my soul trusts in you. Yea, the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these great troubles pass by. There are going to be a lot of great troubles pass by. Shadow of your wings. Now understand this, when you're standing in a shadow and someone looks directly at you, they can't see the shadow. But you're under the shadow. You're protected by God. Let's see how this is expressed in Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 is the psalm that we need to really claim the promises on. And this is a time, even though there are troubles on every side, and even though there are difficulties that seem like they're never going to be solved, and why am I in the midst of this? How am I going to be delivered out of it? And then, God intervenes and you're rescued from it. Let's see this psalm. Let's claim these promises of Psalm 91. because God is real, God is true, Christ is there at the right hand of the Father. He's our high priest, he's our intercessor, he is our perfect sacrifice. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God's unseen protection will be there. Sometimes you'll miss disaster just by a narrow skin of your teeth, if you could say that. And then you look back and say, yes, God rescued me. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. That's how we get through the difficult times. That's how we see beyond all the problems and difficulties that we are facing. Trusting in God. Do so in your own home. Turn your life over completely to him. Study his word. Know his word. Pray to him daily. Cry out to God for his intervention. And if there's any hope for this nation, cry out for the fact that there may be enough people to repent, even though they don't know God the way that we should know God, but God will be merciful and kind and push out the punishment that is coming for some time. But there has to be a good number of people within the nation to do that very thing in order for God to push off the punishment, because it's coming. Just like the waves of the sea. Maybe there will be a calm in the sea temporarily. Here's a promise. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the fowler's trap and from the destroying pestilence. Can be right next to you, as we're going to see. Very difficult things and problems will happen. But you will be delivered if you're trusting in God. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. That's why it's important to know and understand the truth of God, to trust in God's promises. He will be there. He will fight for you. And what was it that God told Moses to tell the children of Israel when they were at the edge of the Red Sea and Pharaoh and his armies were right there, ready to take over, and they were all afraid? Oh God, you could let us die in the wilderness. And God said to Moses, tell the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, for today he is going to deliver you. Then opened the Red Sea, and they all crossed. And then you know what happened to Pharaoh and his armies. Crushed and killed and destroyed with the power of the waters closing in. Notice verse 5. This is why we're to have courage and strength. Yes, we need to know what's going to happen. But don't let the bad and the ugly overwhelm you. Do not get depressed. Do not be downhearted. Do not give up. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the plague that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction lying waste at noonday. And many of these things could happen right before your very eyes, the way this nation is going. And we can surely say to those who are being assaulted and invaded from south of the border in Arizona, they're trying to put up a valiant fight to try and stop it. And really, the only protection is going to be for them to turn to God and for those who trust in God to follow these promises. Because it can happen right next to you, and God says, you'll be delivered. Notice this, verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it shall not come near to you. Do you believe that? Do you trust in the word of God that he's capable of doing that? Whatever your problem, whatever your difficulty, whatever your burden, cast it upon the Lord, because he cares for you. In fighting and resisting Satan the devil and the temptations of this world, cast yourself upon the Lord, for he will deliver you. Psalm 34 says that he delivers us from all our fears and from all our troubles. Do you believe that? Do you understand that God loves you and will do that? Let's continue on in this psalm here. Verse 8, only with your eyes shall you behold and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. So these things are there. We need to understand that this is what we need to grasp onto. So let me tell you this. Whenever you are afraid, go to the Psalms, open them up, make these Psalms as you read them on your knees before God as your prayer. Ask God for help and deliverance. Pour out your heart to Him. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. Let Him deliver you. Let Him show the way. He will. Verse 10, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. The angels of God will be there to protect you, to watch over you, to give you the assistance and help that you need. Do you believe that promise? Are you willing to claim that promise? Are you willing to trust God this way? That's what it's all about. That's how we can look and see that these things are coming and prophesied and are going to happen and not be overwhelmed and not be discouraged and not be depressed and not be overwhelmed with it. Though sometimes it can be kind of overwhelming to hear it, especially for the first time, and it's kind of unrelenting and you wonder, oh, let's have some relief from that. Well, here's the relief. Verse 13, you shall tread upon the lion and the asp. You are going to overcome Satan the devil. The lion and the asp both picture Satan the devil. And the young lion and the jackal you shall trample underfoot because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Now, these are the promises of God. These are the promises in trauma and trouble and frustration, anxiety and difficulty that you need to have because they will surely come. But don't let anything defuse you. Don't let anything turn you away from God. Don't let any tragic difficulty come along that you wonder, why did God do this? Oh, He shouldn't have done that. Oh, I wish God had not done that. Regardless of what happened, ask God, please give me understanding. Please help me to see and realize and know what is happening. Oh, God, help me. Open my mind. Open my eyes. Notice, verse 15, He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, right there with you. Angels alongside you, the Spirit of God within you. And I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Yes, eternal life, God says. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now let's close by coming to Psalm 62. There are many, many other psalms. Another thing that you might do is study and read the Psalms and understand exactly the promises of God that are here. Let this become part of your prayers. Let this become part of the way that you live your life. See, this is why prayer and study daily is so important, because it draws you close to God. When you pray, you're talking to God. When you study, God is talking to you and His Spirit in you to lead you and guide you. That's why you've got to come to the point of repentance and baptism so you can have the Spirit of God in you. Notice, let's pick it up here, Psalm 62 and verse 1. Only for God does my soul wait in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and salvation. He's my fortress. I shall not be greatly removed. Regardless of what men do, do not be greatly removed. Some of these things will come along as a shock. But then you can recover if you come to God with this attitude. Notice down here, verse 8. Trust in Him at all times. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. Trust in the Word of God. Trust in His promises. He'll bring it to pass. Trust in Him all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Now that's where we need to go. That's what we need to do. That's how we can face the times of trouble and difficulties that are upon us right now and are going to continue to come like waves of the ocean. Now notice, anytime you get to thinking a man is going to bring you a solution to your problem. Remember this, verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. When weighed in a balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Oh, that sounds like the political system, doesn't it? Yes, indeed. Remember this. You cannot solve spiritual problems by political means. That's the fatal flaw of what people are trying to do today. They're running for this party. They're doing this. They're getting together for this and that and the other thing. And maybe they sort of attach God to it because they want God. But they need to turn to God so that what they do then will really be effective. It won't be unless they do that. Now let's just finish this psalm and see the encouragement that is given to us. Verse 10. Trust not in oppression, and do not take pride in stolen goods. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this. That power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you give to every man according to his work. So these are the things that we are faced with. This is the encouragement that we have from the Word of God, that even in the valley of despair and walking through the valley of death, that God is going to be with us and see us through us and watch over us. This is what's important to know and how you need to live your life. This is why church at home, because you can do this in your home. You can do this in the privacy of your own private place to pray and to study. You can do this with your husband, with your wife, with your children, and you can all come under the protection and blessing of God. So thank you for inviting me into your home, and I hope that these words of encouragement at the end of these programs that we have given, that you will know it is God. It is not the economy. It is not the political things. It is God. And so get your life turned around and turned to God so that you will understand and be able to go through these with the strength and power and protection of God. So once again, thank you for having me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Holder saying, so long, everyone.